CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's bad air quality is expected to get even worse this weekend. Forecasters say a massive plume of wildfire smoke is headed toward Colorado. They expect it will affect the entire state this weekend and seriously hurt air quality along the Front Range. Public health officials recommend you reduce your time outdoors, if possible. Following the lead of other big corporations, United Airlines will require its U.S. employees to be vaccinated. It's a first for airlines. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
United will require that employees in the U.S. be vaccinated against COVID-19 by late October, perhaps sooner if the vaccines get full FDA approval before then. Company leaders call it a matter of safety. United has 67,000 U.S. employees. It's been requiring vaccinations for new hires since mid-June. The airline said the vast majority of its pilots and flight attendants are already vaccinated and get incentives to do so. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This afternoon, Frontier Airlines announced it will follow suit, requiring its employees to get vaccinated by October 1st. Colorado billionaire Phil Anschutz and his wife Nancy have lost their bid to collect an $8 million tax refund they say the state owes them. The couple argued in a lawsuit that the pandemic relief bill Congress passed last year changed how much money they could report as business losses in past years. They said the change should entitle them to a refund from their state income taxes. But a Denver judge dismissed the case Thursday, saying that precedent would be too costly for the state. It's 81 degrees and fair in Boulder. This is CPR News.